I'm going to call the meeting to order, and we have Townsend, Wade, Davies, Benning, Atkins, and Elliott. Missing, absent is Steve Miller. And is there anyone here for public discussion that's not on the agenda? Please come forward. Sign in, say your name.
Hello, my name is Tom Martinez. Good evening. I'm here on behalf of Greater Iowa City Incorporated and would like to register our support for the approval of the preliminary plat for Kestrel Hills Community at the former ACT campus.
This is on the agenda.
Oh.
You get to speak later.
Oh, I get to speak later.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Good. So we'll go to the subdivision item, case number SUB25-006, location area in and around the former ACT campus. I'm going to recuse myself, being on the Oaknell board,
Maggie,
and hand it over to Chad.
Great. Ann, do you want to take it away?
Sure. Thank you. Ann Russett with Neighborhood and Development Services. As was mentioned, this is a preliminary plat for Kestrel Hills Community. It's a 109-acre subdivision containing 14 residential and commercial lots and two outlots for private open space. This is an aerial imagery of the subject property. It's located south of Dodge Street. I-80 is kind of just off the map up here. This is Scott Boulevard. So it includes the land north of Scott Boulevard here shown in white, and then a small piece south of Scott Boulevard along First Avenue. The property is predominantly commercial zone. Some of it's CC2 and some of it is a mixed use zone, which is all commercial. And then the piece to the south is an interim development zone. Surrounding the property, it's a mix of residential zoning, interim development, and commercial across to the west on Dodge Street. In terms of background, this application was preceded by a comprehensive plan amendment and three rezoning applications, which the commission saw several months ago. The comprehensive plan amendment changed some of the land use designation in this area to commercial and mixed use. And then there were three separate rezonings that rezoned approximately 50 acres to mixed use, which essentially was the portion that is the former ACT campus. And then there was a 22-acre rezoning on North Dubuque Road, which was also to mixed use. And then that portion along North Dodge Street was rezoned to CC2, community commercial. So this is a comprehensive plan future land use map that incorporates the changes that were approved by the City Council with that plan amendment. So this is the mixed use area, and this is the community commercial, general commercial area. I have a few photos here. This just shows the entrance to the former ACT campus looking north from First Avenue. And then this is the area from North Dodge Street looking east into the subject property. The proposed subdivision includes 14 developable lots and two outlots. There are some existing streets within the subdivision that will all become public streets. And there will also be some street extensions to ensure there's interconnectedness as the area develops further east. There's also intersection improvements planned at North Dodge and ACT Circle, which will result in turn lanes and traffic signals at North Dodge. So I'll just point some of that out here. This is the plat. This is all the portion that's north of North Scott Boulevard. It's all zoned commercial. All of these zones both allow residential and commercial uses. The streets that are kind of shown in white here are existing. And those will all become public streets and be constructed. Changes will need to be made to make sure they're constructed to public standards. And then the darker gray shows the extensions. So ACT Drive will connect all the way to North Dodge Street, where the intersection improvements will be made. There's the proposed Bentler Road, which runs parallel to North Dodge, kind of east and north to toward I-80. And then there's a section of ACT Drive that will be extended to the eastern property line to ensure that as this area to the east develops, there'll be a connection to the development that eventually will occur in this location. There's also a couple of outlots that I just want to point out, one down in this location. This is outlot B, and then outlot A. Both of these are proposed to be private open space and not developed, and they're also within conservation easements. And then kind of on the bottom right here is that lot that's proposed off of to the south of North Scott Boulevard. I also want to show the 10-foot wide sidewalk that would be built along North Dodge Street to provide better bicycle and pedestrian access to any development that occurs in this area. There are environmentally sensitive areas on the property. There's woodlands. All of these impacts to the sensitive areas fall within a staff level review, a level one review. The proposed impacts to woodland in the commercial area is a preservation of 27%, and a 10% preservation amount is required, so they're well above that. There are some wetlands on the property on lot 7, and the plans show that those would not be impacted as part of this subdivision. In terms of critical slopes, 31% will be impacted, and a maximum of 35% is allowed. And there will be no impacts to protected slopes and protected slope buffers. They also did some archaeological work as part of this subdivision. They did a phase one, a desktop assessment that recommended some further study. So they also completed a phase one more recently in June. And that report concluded that no further study was needed. These are the preliminary sensitive areas development plans that shows the areas that will be impacted and the areas that would be protected. So all of the areas in green will be conservation easements, no development areas. And the areas in orange are the areas that would be impacted. And that's specifically for woodlands. The yellow that's shown is the buffer, which isn't going towards their preservation requirement, but will not actually be impacted. And this next plan shows the impacts to critical slopes. A neighborhood open space requirement is triggered as part of the subdivision, and a fee in lieu is preferred in this location, which would be finalized at the final platting process. And with that, staff does recommend approval of SUB 25-0006, a preliminary plat of Kestrel Hills Community, a 109-acre subdivision to create 14 developable lots and two outlots for private open space. In terms of next steps, after a recommendation from the commission, this is anticipated to go to City Council for their consideration on July 15th. And with that, I'll turn it back to the Vice Chair.
Thank you. Any questions for staff?
I guess my question is that why are there only 14 residential lots on that 109 acres?
So there's 14 lots. So that's what they're proposing. All of these lots meet zoning standards. Some of them are large lots, but they are all compliant, and they all allow both residential and commercial uses.
And I just had two questions. One about the streets and the services. I know this came up originally on the rezoning, as far as the streets and whether they meet street standards. Is there anything that we have to address as part of this?
No, engineering has reviewed all of their plans. Okay. So there are some upgrades that are needed, and the construction documents, I think, have already been reviewed, but that'll be finalized with the final plat.
Okay. And can you share, there's that little jog off in North Dodge Street, other than the intersection there with ACT Circle. What is the little entryway office.
Oh, right here. So, yeah, this is a proposed right-in, right-out that is being proposed by the developer. It needs to be approved by the DOT.
Okay, so that's pending by DOT.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Would the applicant like to speak?
Hello, Steve Long with JMB Campus. Also have other representatives of our team here from JMB Campus and also Shoemaker Holland Engineering and Shive Hattery Engineering Architects if you have any more detailed questions that I can't answer. But yeah, we're excited. We've been working on this for over 2 years now, doing due diligence and research and taking a piece of land that really no one ever thought would be available and trying to reimagine, recreate it, and repurpose it to as an asset to the community. And I think we're almost there. We have a good mix of uses being proposed, including someone who's from Oaknall here will be expanding and their presence in Iowa City. And we're excited about the potential for new residential and commercial opportunities in that part of the community. And this is just the first 100 acres. We have 300 more, so we're going to get to know each other. Some of you have been with us for the three zonings, and a couple of people haven't. So if you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to any of us.
Appreciate it.
All right, now it's my turn again. perfect. Good evening. I'm here on behalf of Greater Iowa City Incorporated and would like to register our support for the approval of the preliminary plat for Kestrel Hills Community at the former ACT campus site. This project represents a significant opportunity for Iowa City and our region. The redevelopment of this site will transform a single-user corporate campus into a vibrant mixed-use district that expands housing availability and supply, creates new opportunities for businesses, preserves our natural amenities, and strengthens Iowa City's economic competitiveness. Greater Iowa City supports this project because it aligns with our regional goals of attracting investment, expanding housing, supporting business growth, and creating places where people want to both live and work. We appreciate the collaboration among the city, the development team, and community stakeholders, and we respectfully encourage the commission to recommend approval of the preliminary plat. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Just for the record, could I state your name again?
Oh, yes. It is Tom Martinez, and I'm with Greater Iowa City.
Great. Appreciate that. Any other comments? Yeah. Welcome. Please state your name, and I add it to the sheet.
Bill Sinan, and 833 Cypress Court. It's going to be brief. Overall, I think it's a good plan. It looks very promising. I think the only thing I wanted to mention was, ideally, I think it would be nice if lot 12 was not included right now with the whole other plan, since it's not really contiguous with it on the main campus. It's across the street, and it abuts up next to part of Hickory Hill Park. And I know getting in and out of that area is maybe a little bit tricky because of First Avenue, being right on First Avenue. So it'd be nice to see it presented separately, for kind of more discussion just about that lot for the community, since that part is more in a residential community. So that's the only thing I was going to mention. Yeah, if it could be separate from the whole rest of the project. Yeah. All right.
Did you sign in?
Did you sign in? Thank you.
Thanks. Any other comments? All right, I'll close public. Motion from the commission.
I would make a motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
I just have concerns about more commercial buildings when we have so many in Iowa City that are vacant. As everyone knows, we don't have enough residential property right now. So that's my only concern, that we're not talking more residential areas. And where we should be talking about less commercial?
I think a lot of these are mixed use, so they could have residential applications, is my understanding. I see no reason to oppose. It seems like a really good use around that central campus. I like the kind of activation around that core ACT campus repurposing. See kind of good use of private open space. I'd be kind of curious the fee on the public open space when that is finalized, but generally supportive of this project.
It looks like a good use of land with a lot of opportunity for art and impact. We can squeeze in both commercial as well as residential, and it looks like it's thought out pretty well with the connectivity.
And just for clarification, Lot 12, this is just the preliminary plat. This isn't the part of the process where they're talking about what's going to be built on it or access or otherwise. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And this will come back to us.
Is Lot 12, was that part of the rezoning or is that it?
That needs to be rezoned.
Okay.
Prior to any development.
What is the current zoning?
It's interim development.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? All approves unanimously. And next up, meeting minutes from June 17th.
Move to approve meeting minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain. I'll abstain. I wasn't right. Here.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. We should have had Maggie come
get
back
Maggie
in.
Get Maggie back.
Sorry.
Oh, is she out there? I thought she
was.
Might. Oh, I thought she took off.
There she is.
She's coming now.
Oh, okay. Oh, what a relief.
Oh, good. I forgot.
Do you approve?
Maggie, would you like to abstain from meeting minutes last meeting?
Since you weren't here.
I will abstain. Yeah, okay. I wasn't here. Yeah, okay.
That's the only thing you miss.
Okay. So, planning and zoning information. Anne, do you have any?
I have no updates.
Okay. Then is there someone who wants to call for an adjournment of the meeting?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Short and sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.